This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. With less than a week before Election Day, we check in with WHYY's senior reporter Dave Davies about the final push for ground in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. For weeks now, he's been weighing in on the campaigns for president and U.S. Senate in terms of how they are presenting publicly and in the polls. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Jennifer.
You have attended so many rallies and speeches meant to round up interest in presidential nominees Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And for those of us who have not gotten to attend these things like you have, give us an idea of how these events tend to play out.
I have to say the Trump events are typically a little more entertaining just because he is so unpredictable. But you hear the messages that we hear on the national media. One of the things that struck me in this Tuesday when I went to a Trump event, I spoke to the state party chairman. He said, you know, I really don't understand how someone could vote for Hillary Clinton. And I hear this a lot from people who are committed to one side. They will say, I understand my candidate has flaws, but how could somebody really vote for the person on the other side? It's just a measure of how divided we are as a country. I hope we can get past this.
What are the latest polls showing in the presidential race in Pennsylvania?
They still show an edge for Hillary Clinton, but the Trump folks think that it is tightening. And the fact that they continue to come here, I mean, Donald Trump himself and Mike Pence were here on Tuesday, Melania Trump here this week, means that they are not giving up on the state. I think they need this state. It's an uphill battle, but they're going to continue to fight.
And then some say these polls could change. It's possible after the Clinton email story heightened in recent days.
Absolutely. The pattern in this race is when the headlines are all about Hillary Clinton, her numbers sag. And when the headlines are all about Donald Trump, his numbers sag. To some extent, it's which candidate is this a referendum on? And there's been more attention to Hillary Clinton lately, thus the tightening.
There's been a poll out showing a shift in the very tight race for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. I read on the air the other day, there was a poll that showed Democrat Katie McGinty with about an 11-point lead. I thought that was a typo at first because this race between McGinty and Republican incumbent Pat Toomey has been so darn close for so darn long.
Yeah, that's a Franklin and Marshall poll. And even the pollster Terry Madonna wondered if the demographic weighting that is applied to the findings might have distorted the results. I think most people watching this one think that that race is really close and it's going to come in a lot of ways down to turnout. I should also note this will set a record for spending in any U.S. Senate contest, over $100 million now just in outside groups, not counting what the campaigns have spent.
Get us up to date on a challenge related to poll watchers in the Commonwealth.
Sure. You know, Donald Trump has said a lot about the possibility of vote fraud in Democratic areas like Philadelphia. And the Republican Party went to court to try and expand the reach of certified poll watchers. They wanted a judge to order the state to permit any poll watcher in the state to go to any precinct in any county. Currently, they may only go to their home county. The argument was that they just don't have enough Republicans in Philadelphia to be legitimate observers in polling places to ensure a fair election. They asked the judge to permit poll watchers from other counties. We should have a ruling on that shortly. My view, Jennifer, is we're going to have a pretty quiet election day. There will be some problems. There always are.
As far as ballots go, there are absentee ballots that are being mailed off. I heard you say that there's some way to change one's mind after they vote with an absentee ballot. I had never heard of this.
Most of us haven't, but Donald Trump has been saying in speeches, if you've already voted and have changed your mind, you can change your mind. We don't have early voting in Pennsylvania, but if you have voted by absentee ballot and have changed your mind, the only way to change your vote is to show up at your polling place on election day and say, excuse me, I cast an absentee ballot. I want that voided, and I will cast my vote at the machines on election day. It doesn't happen in big numbers, but it shouldn't be too much of a monkey wrench in the machinery. Polling workers have seen this before.
This is going to be a fascinating home stretch for Trump and Clinton. There is an ongoing battle for hearts and minds in the suburbs of Philadelphia, for black voters, for millennials.
Typically, at this point in a campaign, there's not that much persuasion, but I think people are battling, as you say, for the hearts and minds of moderates and independents everywhere, particularly in the Philadelphia suburbs, because they're so populous. I think for the Clinton campaign, they are concerned about African-American enthusiasm in Philadelphia and other places where people were so excited about Barack Obama, maybe a little less excited by Hillary Clinton. That's a concern. And millennials, people who are excited about Bernie Sanders, who feel a little turned off. You can see that the campaigns put a lot of effort into that, and they're going to have Katy Perry here for a voter turnout concert with Hillary Clinton Saturday. They want to get those young folks in their column.
Senior reporter Dave Davies, thank you so much for your time, as always.
Always great to be with you, Jennifer.
You can follow Dave Davies online. His political blog is called Off Mic. You'll find it at newsworks.org.